Here we go. So let's start with Halacha Yudalit. Ubederach hazeh usteida molad kol shana shetertza. Umolad kol choder shetertza. Mishanim she'avru umishanim she'asidim lavo. If based upon this method, and the Rambam is going to review it now, you can figure out when the molad was for any month that you want to know, either in the past or in the future. Ketzad. Tikach shnei yitzira she'avru v'gamru. You take the number of years that have been completed already. We are in what year? 57, 56? So take how many complete years, right? 76, excuse me. I want to go back to our youth. 57, 76. How many complete years have passed? 57, 75. Then, mitase osam machzorim shel tesha esrei shana, tesha esrei shana. Subtract 1 and divide by 19. So what do you get? You get 303, right? If you didn't subtract the 1, what would you get? 304, because we're in the last year of the 304th cycle.
So subtracting 1 is because the last year isn't a full year.
Right, but the year you're in is not a full year, right? Correct. So we've already completed 303 cycles, okay? V'teida minyan ha-machzorim sha'avru. You figure out how many 19-year cycles, how many machzorim have passed already. How many years have passed from the yet as uncompleted machzor, which would be 18, right, in our case. In other words, subtract 1, divide by 19, your whole number is the number of machzor have passed, your remainder is how many years have passed in this machzor. So for us, it's 303 machzorim and 18 years. Then,
that's what we did with the tour, with the chart.
What's that?
It's the exact thing to what we did with the chart.
Correct. Right, yeah, in effect, it is the same thing. Yes. Correct. That's what you do to figure out which machzor you're in. That's correct. V'tikach l'kol machzor u'machzor. For every machzor u'machzor that has passed, you take beis yudvav tav kuf tzadihei. In other words, the difference, the number of extra days in the week and hours in chalakim from when, let's say, molad tishrei was at the beginning of the last machzor compared to the next machzor, and a one to the next, is bayu tak tzaha, right? The Rambam worked that out for us already. In other words, that's simply, how do we get to beis yudvav tav kuf tzadihei? You get to it from starting with an assumption that every non-leap year, you get dach tatu, you get 4, 8, 876 differential. When you take, and how do you get that? 12 months times ib tashtzag, right? One day, 12 hours, 790 chalakim is the difference from molad to molad. 12 times that was the number dach tatu. 13 times that was hachatakbat, 521, 589. So you take 12 of the dach tatus, 12 shanim pshutos in the 19-year cycle, 7 of the hachatakbats, that's 7 leap years, and that gives you this number bayu taktaha. Okay? 2 days, the difference between the starting machzor, this machzor, and the next machzor, we 2 days, 16 hours, 595 halakim. Then, ulechol shana pshu, now that you've gotten, if we did this, if we took 303 completed machzorim times that number bayu taktaha, we would get the difference between year 1 of creation and year 5701. Right? In other words, when 303 machzorim had passed, you would know the differential. And by the way, the Rambam will tell you at the end, I think. Does he mention it here? You have to. What do you have to add this number to, by the way? You have to add the number to Baharad, which was the molad of the first year, or the hypothetical molad of the first year. Right? Now that's your starting point, 2, 5, 204. So, I don't think he mentions this halacha, but then he says, "Ulechol shana mishnei hamachzor shlo nishlam shana pshuta." Now we're in the. We've already counted how many days offset you have from 303 cycles, but now we're in the 19th year of the 304th machzor. 18 years have passed. Of those 18 years, how many were non-leap years? 12. How many were leap years? 6. So he says, for each year of the pshuta of the shnei hamachzor, you're in that. Of the master that wasn't completed, meaning the one we're in, you add dach tatu, so that would be 12 times dach tatu, and l'chol shana mu'beres, for the 6 completed leap years already, hachatakpat, okay? V'tekabe tzakol, you gather the whole number together, v'tashlem halakim sha'os, you turn the extra halakim, you divide by 1,080, and you take the carry number, you add it to the hours, the remainder is the number of halakim. Then v'tashlim hasha'os liyamim, you divide the number of hours you have now by 24, you add that to the number of days. V'hayamim tashlichem shiva shiva, you knock off, just drop the 7, divide by 7 and take the remainder. V'hanishar min hayamim min hasha'os v'halakim, hu molad shana haba shetir tzalei demolada. That will be the molad of this particular year. So, if I were to... Oh, I forgot to bring my marker. So, there's a marker. All right, so we said if we take 303 times, what was it, Bayou, what was it?
Tatsa.
Okay. Plus 12 times, I'm not going to do that for that, 12 times Dach Tatu, plus 6 times Haha Takpa. And then you have to add to that Baharad, which is like this, or which is the Molad the first year, and that will give you the Molad Tishrei of Taf Shin, Hey, Taf Shin Ayin Vav. Okay, I'm not going to check it, but if you take, you could have fun with this. Take the spreadsheet, you know, at some point between now next Monday, and put that. You can use the multiply a time and add a time, and you can. Generate the results, and you should get whatever the Molad says in the Ezra's Torah Luach for Tishrei.
The reason we're doing 6 of the
Hachatachvats, yeah.
That's because there's been
6 completed leap years in the cycle of this 18-year cycle.
We're in the 7th.
We're in the last year. It happens to be a leap year, so the 7th hasn't been completed.
So that's kind of something.
Well, that's it. The Rambam gave you the method. He did it correctly. Rabbi Goldstein and I had discussed this earlier on, where you have to subtract 1 before you divide by 19.
Right.
Because you want to, because the year you're in doesn't count.
How do we know this year was a leap year?
Because we're in the 19th. Well, you know, how do we know? We're in the 19th year of a cycle.
What?
Guach,
no, that was
Guach Hadzat, yeah. The Rambam doesn't give you a good amount of... He tells you, Gimel Vav Ches, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, but it's hard to pronounce that. Guach Hadzat.
And the Zat is Yud Dalet, Yud...
You're starting with Hadzat, Yud Aleph, Yud Dalet, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. Okay. So now the Rambam says, Molad Hashana Sheyatze B'cheshbon Zeh, Hu Molad Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Uch Shetosif, that gives you Molad Tishrei of the year you're looking at. Uchshetosef alav iyub tashtzag, yetzei molad mar cheshvan. Uchshetosef al molad mar cheshvan iyub tashtzag, yetzei molad kislei v'chein l'chodesh v'chodesh zeach ha'zad sofalam. Do you want to try this now? I'm willing to go on, or I'm willing to try this now if people want to see it done. You have the Ezra's Torah Luach? Okay. What is the vote? I can go on, or we can take a couple of minutes to try to put this in. What's the...
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Fine. Okay, I hope somebody will test it to make sure my macros are working and that this is all correct. But it's correct.
A little kid can be taught this in 2 days.
We've only spent a few hours, you know.
Yeah.
So it's true. I think pretty much got the general idea. You have to just keep your list of a few numbers. The She'eris Shana Pshuta, the She'eris Shana Muberes, She'eris HaChodesh, the She'eris Shana Pshuta, the She'eris Shana Muberes, and the She'eris HaMachzor. And those are all really just short, the last three are shorthands. You could just calculate the number of months since Briyasa Olam till the month you're looking at and multiply by Ib Tash Tzag. Right, 1, 12, 793, it's the same thing. Those are just shorthands for people who don't have calculators or computers. Right? You know, if you wanted to make life easier, you'd also figure out the sheiris of 100 machzorim. This way for people, you know, you can, it's just breaking down the arithmetic, that's all it is. Okay, now that we know when the molad is, and remember the molad and the Rambam's going to repeat that a couple of times in this parag later, the molad is the molad ha'imsoi, the average. It may not be the exact, but it's the average. Once we know the molad, now all we have to figure out what to do is how to set Rosh Hashanah. And in order to determine a calendar, you need to know when Rosh Hashanah is this year and Rosh Hashanah the next year, and everything falls into place. Okay, so here's my advice to you. Whenever doing the Rambam Kiddush HaChodesh, first do everything mechanically, and then you'll try to understand what's going on later. Yes, Avram?
This might be like serious ignorance, but I always got confused, what's the connection between the Molad and Rosh Chodesh? And sometimes it's on the day.
That's about what, well, so the answer is, the only direct answer that we have is that there's a connection, some connection, which the Rambam is about to talk about, between the Molad of Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. Only what you do to set the calendar, as the Rambam is going to say, and we looked at this briefly, is kind of fixed, in the sense that if you know whether it's a leap year or not, you know whether it's Shlemos, Chaseros, or Kisidra in the months. After that, it doesn't. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is independent of the Molad. All you do is you start with Mar. Assuming it's a Kisidron year, or let's say this year, it's a Shlemos year. You give 30 days to Mar Cheshvan, 30 days Tishrei, 30 days Mar Cheshvan, 30 days Kosev, 29 days Teves, 30 days Shvat, 30 days Adar Rishon, 29 days Adar Sheni. You know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. It's also, in other words, those months don't vary. Once you know the calendar, we're never going to manipulate them. The only thing you have to determine is it a leap year? And that's straightforward. That's the Guach Hadzat rule. And what is Mar Cheshvan Kislev?
So why do we even minik to announce it in Shul? It doesn't really help you, except on... I mean, the one time it would actually help you, don't announce it.
What's that?
The one time it would help you, which is Rosh
Hashanah. No, we don't announce it. I will tell you that I once heard Rabbi Willig comment, I never knew this, that apparently in the late first millennium, I don't know if it was in Babel or Eretz Yisrael, there was a minhag actually to announce the day of Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, which would seem to, I don't know if he suggests in this context, would be what the Rambam believed. If you read the Rambam carefully, in one place in Parakei of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the part that we're not doing, the Lumdus part, but that's kind of more standard, the Rambam thinks there was a Beis Din in his day in Eretz Yisrael, not a Masmach, not a Smuchim, who were actually declaring the Yamim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh, whatever. So the Rambam says if it weren't for them, Chas V'Shalom, the calendar would cease to exist. Sometimes, the Rav has a whole Torah about this, about the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shecht always likes to quote it this, the only real Jews, the ones in Eretz Yisrael, right? Because if it weren't for them, the Yom Tovim, the calendar would cease to be. But one place, the Rambam describes it. And the Rambam does say, Chas V'Shalom, if the Jews wouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. But this one place he describes it says that on the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael were Somchid. As if they were Mekadesh things. So there seems to have been some minhag. I thought Rabbi Willig said it was on Rosh Chodesh once upon, not on Shabbos before, to in effect mention that today was Rosh Chodesh, which could be sort of the closest thing to the Beis Din area. It may not have been a Beis Din, but they got up in shuls and they said, announced today is Rosh Chodesh. So this, I think, announcing the Chodesh, and remember we announce both the Molad and we also announce when Rosh Chodesh is, right? So I think that may be sort of a vestige of that practice. Why announce the Molad? I don't know. It could be the reason to announce the Molad will be, ironically, is that, I'm just saying this off the top of my head, that in case the Molad and Rosh Chodesh are not exactly joined, you want people to understand we know. And as we know, and nonetheless, Rosh Chodesh has been pushed off. The Rambam has such an interesting comment about this aspect, this differentiation here. But anyway, Rabbi? I don't want to say no. I just don't. I don't remember. You think that would be the origin of announcing the Molad? Could be. That I have no idea. It's not familiar to me, but could very well be. That might be the real source.
And is Rosh Chodesh always the day of the Molad or the next day?
Not always. I think not always. It's usually within a day. Usually within a day, but there should be possibilities in the calendar in a year like this, I'd imagine, where you might get a gap of 2 days. So let's read the Rambam. He's going to give us he doesn't explain any of these rules. One of them he explains. The other ones he doesn't really explain why. But we're going to get a chance to talk about it. That's really interesting. Halacha Aleph. Let me see. I have another. Let me just get this up. This is there is an accompanying fact sheet that you can use along with the Rambam here, but it doesn't start with Halacha Dal. Let me just make this bigger. And then okay. All right. The Rambam says, Ein Koven La'olam Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Lefi cheshbon zeh, lo be'echad b'shabbos, v'lo b'rvi b'shabbos, v'lo be'erev shabbos, simen lehem adu. So we already explained the standard explanation as to why, is you don't want Yom Kippur to be next to Shabbos because the Messiah and Yarkaya, the Messiah is the easier one to explain, bodies you can't bury even on Yidei Akum on Yom Kippur, only on Yom Tov Rishon, and therefore you don't want the bodies to be rotting for 2 days. So they wanted to avoid Yom Kippur and Shabbos Smuchim Zeh L'Zeh. So that's why Rosh Hashanah can't be on Wednesday or Friday, because then Yom Kippur would be on Friday or Sunday, 2 days later in the week cycle. And the reason we don't want Rosh Chodesh on Aleph is because we don't want Hoshana Rabbah to be on Shabbos, Lahotzi Min Liban Shel Tzedukim. So the Rambam says, we don't want Hoshana Rabbah, Yom HaRabbah, to come out on Shabbos, because the Tzedukim who denied Halacha Moshe Min Sinai is in Torah Shebaal Peh. So we don't want if Hoshana Rabbah came out on Shabbos, we wouldn't have the whole ceremony with their Rabbos. It would be like Lulav and Esrog. Uh-huh. So in order to make sure that we have Hoshana Rabbah never comes out on Shabbos. And if Hoshana Rabbah were to come out on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah would come out on Sunday, therefore Rosh Hashanah never comes out on Sunday. That's the origin of Lo Adu Rosh. Right? When they often say Lo Adu Rosh for Lo Badu Pesach, I think we explained this already, but the reason for that is simple. It's not that Pesach, in principle, can't come out on an even day of the week. It's just that Rosh Hashanah, from Pesach, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, the calendar is always the exact same, 30-29, with no variance. So if Pesach came out on day X of the week, Rosh Hashanah is always day X plus 2. So if Pesach comes out on Badu, then Rosh Hashanah comes out on Dalet Vav Aleph 2 days later, and I'll flip the alphabet.
Pesach doesn't have its own reason.
It's just because it would automatically create Rosh Hashanah on Adu. So we say Lo Adu Rosh Lo Badu Pesach. It's a convenient shorthand to realize Pesach never comes out on even day of the week. But we don't really care about Pesach per se. It's only because, you know, if we had a base then that was Mekadesh today, Al Pi Re'iyah, and they were still Machben not to be Mekadesh Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Dal Vav, they could still have Pesach on Badu. They would just make up for it some later day, you know, before you got to Rosh Hashanah. They would cut out a day, add a day, or something like that. So the Rambam says, "Ela kashiyi mole tishrei be'echad shlosha yamim ehayinu, koven rosh chodesh b'yom shalacharav." So the rule number one, this is the chia number one. If rosh chodesh, and the Rambam will say it later, rosh chodesh should be the day of the molad, except four situations. Number one, if Rosh Hashanah, if the day of the molad is aleph dalet vav, you push it off to the next day. Ketzad. Okay, that's straightforward. Now the Rambam gives you three more dachios, of which he doesn't explain the rule. And one of them, two of them I can explain to you. One of them I'm not sure I know the reason why, if I haven't thought about it enough. The Gemara actually probably gives this reason. This is the one that's mentioned in the Gemara, sort of. If the molad is at or later than chatos, koven rosh chodesh biyom shalachrab. This is called the molad zaken. This was the source of the Sadia ben Meir controversy in the early 10th century. There was a major historical controversy. The Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish community in the diaspora celebrated Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on different days in three of the years, the early years of the decade of the 920s. I think 921, 920, 922, 925 in Eretz Yisrael. They celebrated it on a different day than they did in Chutz Lars. Now, it happens to be that this only occurs infrequently in the calendar, and within a year or two, it all comes back into sequence, the same number. And a major controversy, the historians would say, I'm not uncomfortable with this, that some of this was a struggle for halachic supremacy, Bavel won, but the claim of Ben Meir, who was a leader of Eretz Yisrael Jewry, was that, I don't remember the exact details, but we say Molad Zaken is always Chatzos, period, end of discussion. But he apparently claimed that even if the molad came out before chatzos, under certain circumstances, within a certain number of halakim chatzos, you also have to push off Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam, not surprisingly, is just following the standard view, is that if the molad comes out at chatzos or later, the Rosh Chodesh gets pushed to the next day. Which, by the way, I'll say in a moment, you can imagine would create some interesting situations, because what happened if it came out at chatzos hayom on Tuesday? When would Rosh Hashanah be?
Thursday.
It would get pushed off twice. In other words, right? That's why you can get a little bit of a differentiation between the molad. But the Rambam will deny it. You'll see what he says in a second. It's fascinating. The only Hasagas arriving in the last 14 prakim of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh is going to come in the last halacha of this parak when the Rambam tries to explain why Lo Adu Rosh. He doesn't quote the Gemara, by the way. He doesn't quote anything about Mesai Yerakai Yom HaKippur. He gives a very interesting astronomical explanation, and the Ravid gets a little irked. To put it mildly.
Does Rosh
My sons would say he went ape on the Rambam here. The truth is the Ravid appears to be correct. It's hard to understand the Rambam, but we'll see it when we get to the end. Yeah.
Does Rosh Hashanah ever get pushed backwards?
No. We never push forward. It's always it's a day of the Molad, and then sometimes it gets pushed off a day.
So if Rosh Hashanah if the Molad falls out on Wednesday, yeah, that means that the Molad would be off by a day for the entire year.
No, because theoretically you can make up for that by shortening a month later in the year. In other words, our Mar Cheshvan Kislev, if it should have been a Shlema year, but for some reason, in theory, just hypothetically, you had to push off Rosh Hashanah, you can make up for that by stripping a day off Mar Cheshvan and you're back to normal. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, the Rambam says, If it's on Monday at 12 or any time later than that, Kovin Rosh Chodesh B'Shlishi. V'im Yia HaMolad Kodem Chatzei Yom Afilu B'Chelek Echad. If it were 17 hours and 1,079 halakim into the day, the Rambam says, Kovin Rosh Chodesh B'Osayom HaMolad Atzma. V'hu provide that day is not Adu. Okay, so far, now the Rambam is giving you two dechias, and now he's going to point out to you the conjunction of the two. Yeah, I'm sorry.
In the previous halacha, go back, where he says, in Yamolad, Shahiyamolad Yam Sheni to Sheshaot Bayom. When he says Sheshaot, does he mean that the Molad, let's say, comes out, let's say, 6 to 6 day between 11 a.m. and 12 noon?
He means 12 noon, not. I know. So he occasionally confuses us with nomenclature. We saw this one before. He does say sheshos bayom. And here he means literally not in the larger day, but in daytime. He means 6 hours complete. He says chatzi hayom. Emiyam olad bachatzi hayom. That's how we started the halacha.
But on line two, he says emiyam olad biyom
sheni. It means at 6 hours, at 6 completed hours.
6 completed hours.
Yeah. And bayom means daytime. I thought you were asking a different question. Now in Halacha Gimel he says, Kishiyah hamolad b'chatzi hayom o achar chatzos v'yidcha liyom shela acharav. Let's say you push off because of a molad zaken. Im yiyah hayom shela acharav mimei adu. What if the next day is a Sunday, Wednesday, Friday? Hareze nidcha l'shela achar acharav. Then you got to push it off, and the molad is pushed off to the day after the day after. V'yiyah rosh hashanah kavua b'shlishi miyom hamolad. 3 days away from the Molad. Ketzad, Haresha Haya Molad B'Shabes B'Chatzos, Simen, Ziach, right? 7 days, 18 hours. Kovin Rosh Chodesh Hashbashana Shemolada Kazeh B'Sheni B'Shabes. Rosh Hashanah is Monday. V'chein Im Yeh HaMolad B'Shlishi B'Chatzos, O Achar Chatzos, Kovin Rosh Chodesh B'Chamishi B'Shabes. That's the rule. So these two dechios, really the way you do it is the first thing you test for, if you were writing a computer algorithm, the first thing you test for is that a molad zaken. If it's a molad zaken, push it off to the next day. Now, regardless of whether it was a molad zaken or not, you now look at the day. Is the day Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday? If it is, push it off a day. Okay? So far, any questions about that? Yes, Jonathan?
By molad zaken, you just mean if it's after
chatzos? Chatzos or after. Let's be precise in that. You're right, but yes. Chatzos or after. So basically, the first thing you look at, really, in logical sequence, is it chatzos hayom or after? If not, then you look, is the day Monday, Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday? And if both of those conditions are not, if it is any other day, and it's before chatzos, then you leave the Molad, Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, and Rosh Hashanah is on that day of the Molad. And if you push it off, because either for a Molad Zaken, you have to test Adu again, and you might have to push it off a second day. Yes.
Molad Zaken is a term used by the Rambam, or just a term used?
I don't know if he mentions that term, but when they talk about the Sadia Mamer controversy, they term the Machlokus without the Molad Zaken. I don't remember if the Rambam himself ever uses it. Okay, now the Rambam is going to give you two more.
Yes? Where do these calculations first appear? I know the Rambam has it, but where is the first place that they will show up?
You got me. This is the earliest place I know. I don't know if it appears somewhere in Gaonic literature that we have or not. I have no idea. I have to imagine there are probably some traces of this. And the truth is, you could sum up the Arba Dechios in two sentences. We haven't gotten to the two slightly more complicated ones. They're not arithmetically complicated. They just seem very strange. And at first glance, you're going to scratch your head, and then I'll explain to you why they are. But so far, by the way, the reason for Molad Zaken, I believe, has to do with where the moon could be seen in terms of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. I don't remember. There's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah that's... The Gemara must use the term Molad Zaken, Jonathan, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it does in Rosh Hashanah. So that's the one. Adu and Molad Zaken have their roots in the Gemara. The other two, I don't think I mentioned anywhere by the Gemara, but they could be summed up really in two lines. The Rambam's going to spell it out in slightly more, and he doesn't explain... I don't think he explains why, but we'll explain why. Okay? Good. Please. Yes, that's what the whole Balamor is about, that question, yes. Right. Some would claim that it should be 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim for that reason, yeah. So that's a subject, all right. If you want to know more about the international date line, the person, I believe, in this institution who is most well-read on it, you could always ask Rabbi Simon. He probably knows all the shittos, but the person who, because you can ask him about just about anything, he'll know all the shittos, including the obscure ones. But Rabbi David Horowitz did a lot of work, I think, on the international date line. So he knows a whole lot about it. I'd imagine more than anybody here. So anyway, I know only a little bit about it. But okay, so halacha dalet. Here's where it gets fun. Mola tishrei sheyetze b'cheshbon zeh b'leil shlishi b'tisha sha'os b'laylo masayim abar halakim. So let's put that number up. Can I raise this?
Go for it.
I know I can, I just don't want to offend anybody in the rascal. Okay, so the Rambam says, should. Now, normally, when would the Molad on Tuesday have to be in order to push it off? You would have said it has to be Gimel Yudches, right? But the Rambam says the following. He says, Achenim Yetze Molad Tishrei Lachai B'yom Sheni. Okay, B'shalosh Shat, am I in the right, wrong one? The first one, Dalet. Molad Tishrei Sheyetze B'cheshbon Zeh B'lel Shlishi. B'teisha sha'os balayla, gimel, tes, okay, and then, umasayim erba halakim, which is 204 halakim, but he adds one very important condition. Mishana pshuta. Simana gatrat. So it has to be in a shana pshuta. So what happens then? The Rambam says, dochen es rosh chodesh v'inkovenos v'shlishi v'shanazo ele v'chamishi v'shabas. In a non-leap year, whenever you have the molad is gatrad or after, you push off Rosh Chodesh to the next day, which is Wednesday, and then the next day, which is Thursday. Now, this seems a little bit, when you first look, it looks like it's voodoo or something like that, like when he picks some number of a hat. There's a good reason for it, but we're not going to get to it today, I think. Let me read the next one. Hey, that's the third dechiyah.
That's Tuesday, 9 hours, and...
And 204 halakim, gatrad, in a shana pshuta. V'chein... Im yetze molad tishrei b'yom sheni b'shalosh shos b'yom v'chamesh meos u'shmona v'tisha halakim, if it comes out on tisha halakim mishana sharavi es simanea batu tafat. Now again, what should the molad point have been on Monday? It should have been Beis Yudches, right? The Molad Zaken. But instead, it's earlier. Right? This one's about 2.5 hours earlier. The Rambam says, in that case, and here's the condition, Im Oysa Osa Hashana Motsoi HaMe'uberes Shehoysa Hashana HaSmuch Olosha Avram Uberes Ein Koven Rosh Chodesh B'Sheni B'Shabezo Ela B'Shlishi. So if it was Motsoi Me'uberes, a Motsoi Me'uberes is always what? Pshuta Muberes. It's always Pshuta, but not every Pshuta year is Motsai Muberes. Right? If you have two Pshuta years in a row, the second one is not a Motsai Muberes. So the Rambam says when you're in a Pshuta year, which is a Motsai Muberes, and the Molad takes place at Batu Takpat or later, then you push off Rosh Chodesh. Now, before we explain anything why or even start, I'll give you a hint, and I'll keep you in suspense until next week. Just algorithm. So how do you determine? Now you have all the information you need. You have every piece of information you need in order to figure out when Rosh Chodesh is this year and when Rosh Chodesh is next year. Right? Figure out when the Molad of Tishrei is. If it's a Molad Zaken, push it off a day. If it's a regular year and it's after Gatrat or after,
push it off a day. If it's a shana pshuta, which is a motzai muveres, and it occurs a batu tachpat or later, push it off a day. In all of these cases, it won't have happened here, but by gatrat it will. If you pushed it off a day, and it winds up on adu, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, or even if you didn't push it off a day, and it winds up on Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, push it to the next day. You apply these four rules, molad zaken, gatrad, batu tachpat, and then you make sure it's not on aleph dalet vav. You now know when Rosh Hashanah is any given year. Now, I'll tell you the next step. Do it for the Rosh Hashanah next year. Once you've done that, you know exactly how the year is laid out. Why? Figure out, based upon whether it's a Shana Pshuta, Shana Umeris, how many days take place in between. And you figure out whether Mar Cheshvan and Kislev need to be Shlemos, Chaseros, or Kisidron. Right? For example, if it turns out, based upon the Moladas and the calculation, and you're in a leap year, and it turns out that the Rosh Hashanah next year is going to be Nikva on the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah this year, what do you have to do? How do you make Marachesh and Kislev? You've got to make both of them Shlemos. The only way to get 385 days is to make Molad, in other words, make Marachesh and Kislev both Shlemos. We'll go over this. We're going to go over these details. But in principle, once you apply the Arba Dachiyos of Al-Ed Adu to the front, Adu, Molad Zaken, and these two, really do these three first, okay, and then apply the Adu test. Once you've done that, you know when Rosh Hashanah is in any year. Period. Yes.
When it says Shalosh Shaot, it means 9 p.m. at night, or it means 9 a.m. in the morning.
It means in daylight, because that's why he says the simon is bat tu tachpat, tesav.
Okay, and then
he adds 12 to it.
All right, so 3 hours there means, let's say,
15.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. in the morning,
And on halacha dalet, when he says b'teisha sha'ot b'laila, he means...
No, he means it would be 3 o'clock, 3 a.m.
3 a.m. There he's counting from 6 p.m.
Yes, right. I don't. It's annoying that he does that, but he's done it a couple of times.
Okay.
So it makes it a little confusing. Now, I'm going to leave you not with the explanation of these two things, but I want to at least make you start to think about it. Do any of these numbers ring a bell at all? At all? In a partial way? There's one number that should strike you here. Hachatakpat. What was Hachatakpat? Do you remember?
That was the total...
That was the differentiation of a leap year.
Yeah,
it's the Sheiris Shana Muberes. Now remember, we're now right after Shana Muberes. So what would you do to these two numbers to yield a meaningful number? You would subtract this one from Batu Tachpat, and what will you get? Now if the Molad word Batu Tachpat this year, if you subtract Hacha Tachpat, what do you get? The Molad last year. Because it's a Shana Muberes. This is a Motzai Muberes. And once you do that, you realize what the problem will be. It gives you the first step. I'm going to explain this next week, really. It'll give you the first step understanding why we have to push off Rosh Hashanah this way. I don't think the Rambam himself explains it, but we can explain very easily as to why you need to push off in both of these cases. It's actually quite simple. But here is the little remiss, because those two numbers, it makes it a very simple math problem. 15 minus 21 is minus 6, which means a molad zaken in the previous beginning of last year. So we'll talk about it, God willing, next week. Okay? Any questions? Okay.